Good honest afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today, after morning showers, it will be cloudy with a low near 76, light and variable winds becoming north 5 to 9 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 40%. New precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch expected. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 50. And on Tuesday, sunny with a high near 71. And in the news for today, the Wisconsin State Journal is reporting today that Wisconsin Democrats are challenging the paperwork Donald Trump's preferred candidate for governor filed to get on the ballot in the GOP primary on technical grounds. The State Democratic Party said Sunday that construction company co-owner Tim Michaels failed to include his correct mailing address on the nominating forms, making thousands of signatures invalid, but Michaels' campaign dismissed the complaint as frivolous. This challenge shows that Donald Trump's endorsed candidate in the Republican gubernatorial primary, Tim Michaels, only has 345 valid signatures to get on the ballot. State Democratic Party Chair Ben Wilder said the state requires 2,000 signatures to run for governor. Michaels' campaign acknowledged that some of the nominating forms list his physical address in the village of Chinequa instead of his official mailing address that is in the nearby town of Heartland, but it said all of the forms include the campaign's post office box mailing address. Tony Evers and his insider allies are feverishly working to keep me from beating him in November, Michaels said in a statement. It comes as no surprise that they launched a frivolous complaint in an attempt to keep me off the ballot just days after I was endorsed by President Trump. They will not succeed, the statement read. Michaels, who joined the race late in April, former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clefish, State Representative Tim Ramthan, and business consultant Kevin Nicholson in the contested August 9th primary. The winner of that race will take on Democratic incumbent Tony Evers. More than a dozen GOP incumbents in the legislature, House, and U.S. Senate drew primary challengers, according to reporting from WisPolitics Online. Meanwhile, longtime Secretary of State Doug La Follette is the only Democratic incumbent to draw one and will face Alexia Sabor, chair of the Dane County Dem Party, in the August 9th primary. Those seeking to challenge GOP incumbents have advanced on a host of issues, from calling to decertify the 2020 election to opposing COVID-19 vaccine mandates. One candidate is seeking a rematch after narrowly losing a GOP primary 8 years ago. Locally, in the 96th Assembly race, Lauren Oldenburg of Iroquois is being challenged by Republican Holly Liska of Hillsboro, who has filed 234 signatures. She's testified on various election bills before the state legislature, and her Facebook page profile picture is her with MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell, who has espoused a series of conspiracy theories about the 2020 election. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.